Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Wednesday class, July 6, 2022, 2 Corinthians.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. Therefore, open the word of God to 2 Corinthians chapter 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. And in preparation to worship our Lord, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, sir, for the preservation of the canon of Scripture, the eternal and absolute truth of your word, that spiritual food, that manna from heaven that enables us to grow up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we might fulfill the very plan, will, and purpose that you have for each one of our lives in the very short time that we are here. And as we assemble this evening to fellowship in your word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. 1 John chapter 2, verse 14. It began with, "But thanks be to God." And that conjunction of contrast, "de," is setting up a contrast between Paul's failure in verses 12 and 13, his failure at Troas. God opened the door for him there. In fact, the Lord Jesus Christ opened the door for him to proclaim the gospel and to teach positive believers. But through the sin of worry, he got out of fellowship with God and forsook them. He just took off. So he has now in verse 14, "But thanks be to God." A conjunction of contrast, contrasting Paul's failure in verses 12 and 13 with Paul's spiritual recovery. Contrasting Paul out of fellowship with God in verses 12 and 13 with Paul in fellowship with God. Contrasting Paul in the cosmic system with Paul in the spiritual life. Contrasting Paul grieving the Holy Spirit in verses 12 and 13 with Paul filled with the Spirit living the spiritual life. But thanks be to God. Even the Apostle Paul totally understands how fantastic the problem-solving device of rebound is. When you use the problem-solving device of rebound and acknowledge your sins to God the Father, there is no reason for you to walk around with a guilt complex. Now, there are be a lot of other believers who will help you keep a guilt complex. There are lots of self-righteous, legalistic believers who will try to give you a guilt complex, but they have no grace orientation. They have no virtue love. They have no impersonal love for all. And therefore, they do not forgive and forget. But somewhere along the line, you have to stop worrying about what people think about you. The issue is not what people think about you. It is what God thinks about you. And when you rebound, God thinks grace. God forgives and forgets. It isn't what people think. It is what the Word of God says that counts. Philippians 3:13, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ. We have here a word that comes right out of the Roman Empire and the Roman military, Trium Bello. It means to lead in a triumphal procession, and this word was used of the Roman triumphal procession. This was a great victory parade awarded a conquering general. God the Father, in our passage, is the one who leads us in this triumphal procession. Through Christ's strategic victory on the cross, fulfilling Operation Grace, God is the victor and has vanquished his enemies, all ruling demons, all demons in authority. Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. For the ones who respond to the gospel and believe in Jesus Christ, there is the victory of eternal salvation. At the moment of faith in Christ, we are entered into union with Christ through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and we become more than conquerors in union with Christ, Romans 8:37 to 39. The key to this great triumphal procession is that we are now in union with the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords, Jesus Christ, through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The adverb pantote means always, at all times. For the one who believes in Christ, this triumphal procession, this great victory celebration, will never, ever end. It begins with our faith in Christ and continues on forever and ever in our resurrection bodies. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, in union with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and who makes known the fragrance of the knowledge of Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, by the agency of us in every place. God makes known the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ through His servants in every place. God's faithful communicators proclaim the fragrant gospel of Christ and the fragrant grace and truth of the Word of God. But what is really cool in this passage is the Apostle Paul, under the ministry of God the Holy Spirit, takes something that Paul saw a lot in Rome. He saw the victorious generals returning and the parade through the streets of Rome. And God the Holy Spirit used this to communicate the absolute truth of the Word of God. It was a beautiful illustration to communicate absolute truth. And so this understanding that Roman triumphal procession is very important. The Roman triumphal procession would begin with the victorious general entering the parade route through a specially constructed arch, and he would be riding a white horse. The white horse was the sign of victory, and there was a great parade through the streets of Rome. The general would be followed by the victorious army, and then behind the victorious army would come captives taken in battle, and throngs of people would line the parade route, cheering and throwing flowers and perfume, fragrance, on both the victorious army and on the vanquished captives. Every parade ended at the Mamertine dungeon. At the Mamertine dungeon, the soldiers would fall out. They each one would take a captive, and then they would execute them. The perfume, the fragrance and flowers sprinkled on the soldiers was the sweet smell of victory. However, the perfume, the fragrance and flowers sprinkled on the captives was the smell of death. The fragrance meant they were about to die. Now, all of this is taken by God the Holy Spirit to communicate absolute truth to the whole human race. There, in this illustration, is absolute truth that describes every member of the human race. You're either going to be, as a member of the human race, you're going to be the victorious, greater than conquerors, or you will be the vanquished and cast into the lake of fire forever and ever and ever. The fragrance of the gospel of Jesus Christ is proclaimed to the whole world. On those who believe in Christ, the great fragrance of victory. For those who reject Jesus Christ, eternal condemnation and judgment. The same gospel goes to the whole world. And the whole world, every member of the human race, is divided. Not by race. You're divided. The whole human race is divided by those who believe in Jesus Christ and those who reject Jesus Christ. That's the division. God does not give a damn about races. Except maybe Norwegians. He does like Norwegians a lot. Just seeing if you, some of you, and Polish, right, Don? No, the human race is divided by those who believe in Christ and those who do not. The entire human race. And what divides? The gospel. The gospel, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ goes to the whole world. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. Unlimited atonement. Jesus Christ was on the cross. The sins of the whole world were poured out on Christ and judged. Because God makes it possible that anyone can have the victory of eternal salvation and live with the living and true God forever and ever. That's God's desire or wish. But every member of the human race has a free will. You have a volition, a free will. You're free to believe in Jesus Christ, eternal salvation. You're free to reject Jesus Christ, and you will spend eternity in the lake of fire forever and ever and ever. That's not what God wishes, but you have a free will. The world has a free will to either believe in Christ or reject Christ. And that is illustrated beautifully in the triumphal procession in the Roman Empire when the general, the Victorian general, would come back with his victorious army and then behind the captives. And that's going to be amplified now in the rest of chapter 2. So in 2 Corinthians 2, verse 15, we have the principle that every single one of us, as a believer in Jesus Christ, we are all in full-time Christian service. It's not just the pastor's job to give the gospel. It's not just the evangelist's job to give the gospel. In the church age, every one of you are a royal priest. As a royal priest, you represent yourself before God. You fulfill your priesthood when you assemble in a sound Bible-teaching church and grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ. But not only have you been appointed a royal priest, you have been appointed a royal ambassador. You are a royal ambassador for Jesus Christ. Every church-age believer is a royal ambassador for Jesus Christ. And therefore, you have the privilege and the great honor to represent Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. You're all in full-time Christian service. Every single one. So we are all in full-time Christian service, and now we have fulfilling our royal ambassadorship, presenting Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 15. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ. This is the conjunction hati plus the present active indicative of a me, plus the dative singular of theos with the definite article, plus the nominative singular of euodia, plus the genitive singular of Christos. We start out with the conjunction hati. And you are very familiar with this, hati. It is a causal conjunction. It is correctly translated because. It introduces the cause or the reason for the last half of verse 14. The last half of verse 14. Who makes known the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ by the agency of us in every place. So that's what hati, the cause or reason for the last half of verse 14, who makes known the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ by the agency of us in every place. All of you, as church-age believers, as royal ambassadors for Jesus Christ. And then we have the to-be verb, eimi, E-I-M-I, that's the to-be verb. And we are, but it's the present tense of linear action, Sartre. You would graph it like that. Linear action, Sartre. We keep on being, every one of us as royal ambassadors for Jesus Christ, we keep on being euodia. E-U long O-D-I-A. Euodia. A couple of things on euodia. Euodia means aroma. It means fragrance. Two, and the fragrance refers specifically to the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The fragrance refers specifically to the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Three, the genitive singular of Christos. The fragrance is the gospel that reveals Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. The fragrance is the gospel that reveals Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. And I know that many of you, you have advanced far enough in your spiritual life. You've reached spiritual adulthood, and praying is very, very important in your life. You wouldn't miss that time every day for concentration and praying. And in the times in which we live right now, this is a great time for evangelism all over the world. All over this world. With all that's going on. Everything by way of adversity and suffering that's going on around the world. This is a great time. And I hope that in your prayers, in my prayers every single day, is that God will open the eyes of people all over the world to see Jesus Christ and the grace gospel, the fragrance of the knowledge of Jesus Christ all over this world. And that many sons might be brought into glory in these days. So then we have the dative singular of theos, to God, for God, because we keep on being a wonderful fragrance of Christ for God. Get the corrected translation? Because we keep on being a wonderful fragrance of Christ for God. One. By interpretation, we refers to the faithful communicators of the Word of God. That's by interpretation. That includes Paul and Timothy and Titus and Silas, but that's by interpretation. So by interpretation, we refers to the faithful communicators of the Word of God. Two, however, by application, it refers to you. Every church-age believer has been appointed a royal ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ. So by application, this refers to you, applies to every church-age believer. We are all been appointed royal ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. Three, as a royal ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ, we all have the privilege of presenting the wonderful fragrance of the gospel of Christ to a lost and dying world. This is one of the most beautiful, this is where a picture is painted by God the Holy Spirit. As a royal ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ, we all have the privilege of presenting the wonderful fragrance of the gospel of Christ to a lost and dying world. So we have so far, because we keep on being a wonderful fragrance of Christ for God. To whom? Well, to the whole world. And that is two categories. In them that are saved and in them that perish. In the Greek it's en tois sodominois, then kai, en tois apoluminois. It just stands right out in the Greek. The whole human race is in two categories here. En tois sozomenois and en tois apoluminois. We have the prepositional phrase en plus the dative plural of the articular present passive participle of sozo and then connected by kai with the preposition en plus plus the dative plural of the articular present passive participle of apolumi. Now, N plus the dative. Both group is introduced. Each group is the object of a preposition, and the object of a preposition is a noun. These are participles, but they're articular participles, which means they're substantival, which means they are nouns, and they are nouns operating as the object of the preposition. You all know that because you did great in English. Okay, you didn't do great in English, all right. N plus the dative, among. N plus the dative, among. And then we have the articular participle of sozo, first of all. S long O, Z long O, sozo. The articular participle is substantival. It functions as a noun. It functions as the object of the preposition and. The corrected translation then is among the ones who are being saved. Among the ones who are being saved. And then we have the connective chi and then the second group in the world. The articular participle of apolumi. Apolumi, A-P-O-L-L-U-M-I, apolumi. And this is also a substantival, it's a noun, and it means, and among the ones who are perishing. So the whole world is divided into two parts here. The ones who are being saved and the ones who are perishing. But notice, you, every one of you, as royal ambassadors, you present the good news, the fragrance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When you present that, some of the people you give it to will believe in Christ. Some of the people you give it to will not. It's still the good news, the fragrance of the gospel of Christ. But every member of the human race has a free will, and they're responsible for their own decisions. Some will hear the gospel and believe in Christ. Some will hear the gospel and reject Jesus Christ. Because, get the corrected translation now, because we keep on being a wonderful fragrance of Christ for God among the ones who are being saved and among the ones who are perishing. I mean, this is really, And you would never, you really see it when you see the Roman victorious procession, triumphal procession. All right, one. Two categories of people smell the fragrance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Two categories of people smell the fragrance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. First of all, those who go positive to the gospel and believe in Jesus Christ. Faith alone, in Christ alone, apart from any and all works. If you add one work to faith in Christ, there's no salvation. That is a false gospel. And that's coming up in, it's called in verse 17, that's what the hoi polloi. You hear that term, hoi polloi. You don't want to be the hoi polloi. The hoi polloi is all those out there giving a false gospel, giving This salvation is faith in Christ plus works. Faith, its salvation is by works. That's what the hoi polloi is proclaiming. But you're the royal ambassadors for Jesus Christ. You're not the hoi polloi. We'll see the hoi polloi when we get down to verse 17. So the two categories of people will smell the fragrance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. First, those who go positive to the gospel and believe in Jesus Christ. Faith alone, in Christ alone, apart from any and all works. And secondly, those who go negative to the gospel and reject Jesus Christ. Reject the grace gospel. The grace gospel is the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ. Two, the same gospel brings life to the believer and death to the rejecter. The same gospel brings life to the believer and death to the rejecter. Three, the articular participle of sozo are all the ones who receive eternal salvation by faith in Christ. The articular participle of sozo are all the ones who receive eternal salvation by faith in Christ, faith alone, in Christ alone, apart from any and all works. Four, the articular participle of apolumi are all the ones who receive eternal condemnation and judgment at the last judgment, the great white throne. The articular participle of apolumi are all the ones who receive eternal condemnation and judgment at the last judgment, the great white throne. Five, there is only one sin that Jesus Christ could not pay the penalty for. There is only one sin that God the Holy Spirit convicts the unbeliever of. Just one sin. And that is not believing in Jesus Christ. That's the only sin that God the Holy Spirit convicts the unbeliever of. The only sin, just one, that God the Holy Spirit convicts the unbeliever of is not believing in Jesus Christ. Turn over to the Gospel of John. John chapter 16. All other sins throughout human history were poured out on Christ and judged once and for all. But there's only one sin that God the Holy Spirit, every time the gospel is given, every time the fragrance of the gospel of Jesus Christ is given, God the Holy Spirit convicts of one sin, just one sin. And that is that you have not believed in Jesus Christ. John 16, verse 8. And when he comes, who is he? He is, verse 7, he is the parakletos, the paraclete, the helper. It's God the Holy Spirit. And he, the paraclete, the helper, God the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Verse 9, concerning sin because they do not believe in me, Jesus Christ. That's the only sin that God the Holy Spirit convicts the unbeliever of. He convicts concerning sin because they do not believe in me, Jesus Christ. So 2 Corinthians 2:14 and 15 sounds like this. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, in union with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and who makes known the fragrance of the knowledge of Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, by the agency of us in every place. Verse 15. Because we keep on being a wonderful fragrance of Christ for God among the ones who are being saved and among the ones who are perishing. Verse 60. To the one, we are the savor of death unto death. He keeps on with this, illustrating this. This is really a phenomenal passage. To the one, we are the savor of death unto death. This is the dative plural of the relative pronoun hos, plus the particle men, plus the nominative singular of osme, plus the prepositional phrase ek, plus the genitive singular of thanatos, and then the preposition ace, plus the accusative singular of thanatos. So we have thanatos, thanatos, we have an ek plus the genitive of thanatos, followed by ace plus the accusative of thanatos. Now, first of all, we have classical, this is classical Greek all the way. And the Apostle Paul totally understood classical Greek. Men and de. One clause begins with men, the next clause begins with de, men and de. And you translate men and de, men on the one hand, and then de, but on the other hand. So men and de, on the one hand, but on the other hand. This is classical Greek. And then the dative plural of the relative pronoun hos, to the ones, and to the ones are, first of all the members of the human race who are perishing. And then we have osme. O-S-M, long E, osme. Couple of things on osme. One, osme means fragrance or odor. Fragrance or odor. Two, the fragrance is the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. The fragrance is the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's good news for the whole world. Everyone throughout the world. That's God's amazing grace. That's Operation Grace. He made it possible so everyone potentially can be saved and live with Him forever in heaven. Three. This fragrance of the gospel of Jesus Christ is sprinkled over the entire human race. This fragrance of the gospel of Jesus Christ is sprinkled over the entire human race. Four. Osme, therefore, can be one, a pleasant fragrance, or to an unpleasant odor. Asme, therefore, can be one, a pleasant fragrance, or two, an unpleasant odor. Five, to the ones who go negative and reject the grace gospel of Jesus Christ, it is an unpleasant odor from death to death. To the ones who go negative and reject the grace gospel of Jesus Christ, it is an unpleasant odor from death to death. Ekthonatu asthonaton. This is the preposition ek plus the genitive singular of thanatos, and the genitive is thanatu. Ek thanatu. That is from death. This first time, death is spiritual death. We all are come into the world physically alive and spiritually dead. Every one of us, at the moment of physical birth, we come into the world physically alive and spiritually dead. Every member of the human race is born spiritually dead. Only one true humanity that wasn't born spiritually dead, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. And why did he not come in spiritually dead? Because where does spiritual death come from? At the moment of physical birth, Adam's original sin is imputed to the genetically formed old sin nature. And at the moment that Adam's original sin is imputed to the genetically formed old sin nature, we are spiritually dead. Now, Jesus Christ, in his true humanity, did not have a genetically formed old sin nature because it's passed on father to child. But there was no father. God the Holy Spirit is the one who fertilized the ovum of Mary. So there was no genetically formed old sin nature in the humanity of Christ at physical birth. Since there was no genetically formed old sin nature, there could not be any imputation of Adam's original sin. Jesus Christ was born, the last Adam was born, as the first Adam was created. Perfect! Spiritually alive. So we come into the world physically alive and spiritually dead. The only member, the Lord Jesus Christ, through the incarnation and virgin birth, was born physically alive and spiritually alive, indwelt and filled with the Spirit right from the time of his physical birth. But all the rest of us, we all, at the moment of physical birth, we are all in spiritually dead. We're spiritually dead. We have a body and a soul, but we're spiritually dead. We have no relationship with God. We have no fellowship with God. And we need a Savior. We need a Savior. And God provided a Savior. Operation Grace, His eternal Son, who solved the world problem of sin. And that's the good news, the fragrance of the good news, the grace gospel. Jesus Christ paid the penalty for the sins of the whole world, so that whosoever believes in him will never perish, but have everlasting life. So first of all, it is ek thanatu, from death, from spiritual death, and then we go to ace thanaton. And ace thanaton, this is ace plus the accusative, this is to death, but this death is the second death. which is the lake of fire. Revelation 20, verse 14, the second death is the lake of fire. This is very powerful here. On the one hand, to the ones who are perishing, we are an unpleasant odor from death, spiritual death, to death, the second death, the lake of fire. Get that? On the one hand, to the ones who are perishing, we are an unpleasant odor from death, spiritual death, to death, the second death, the lake of fire. And then he says, and to the other, the savor of life unto life. This is the post-positive conjunction death plus the dative plural of the relative pronoun host plus the nominative singular of osme plus the prepositional phrase ek plus the genitive singular of zoe and then the prepositional phrase ace plus the accusative singular of zoe. All right, we start out with death. What did I show you? Men, death. Now we have the death. Men, on the one hand, but when death follows the particle men, it should be correctly translated, but on the other hand. But on the other hand. And then the dative plural, the relative pronoun host, to the ones. And to the ones this time are all the ones who are being saved by faith in Christ. And this time, osme is a pleasant fragrance. One, to the ones who go positive at gospel hearing and believe in Jesus Christ, the gospel is a pleasant fragrance of eternal salvation. To the ones who go positive at gospel hearing and believe in Jesus Christ, the gospel is a pleasant fragrance of eternal salvation. Two, for the ones who believe in Jesus Christ, faith alone in Christ alone, apart from any and all works, the gospel is the fragrance of life, the gift of eternal life. And then we have ek zoes, ek plus the genitive of zoe, zoes, and ace plus the accusative of zoe, zoane. Ek zoes, ace zoane. So there's preposition ek. This time it's the word zoe, but in the genitive is zoes. And this is from life. From life. This is human life at the moment of physical birth. At the moment of faith, or of physical birth, we come into the world physically alive, human life, but in spiritual death. But for those who believe in Jesus Christ, you go from zoes to zoein. And that is to life, and that is eternal life. From human life at physical birth to eternal life at spiritual birth, regeneration. So the corrected translation says, on the one hand, to the ones who are perishing, we are an unpleasant odor from death, spiritual death, to death, the second death, the lake of fire. But on the other hand, to the ones who are being saved, we are a pleasant fragrance from life, human life, at physical birth, to life, eternal life, at spiritual birth, regeneration. You got that? This is great. This is beautiful in the Greek. You want to get this right. On the one hand, to the ones who are perishing, we are an unpleasant odor from death, spiritual death at physical birth, to death, the second death, the lake of fire at the last judgment. But on the other hand, to the ones who are being saved, we are a pleasant fragrance from life, human life at physical birth, to life, eternal life at spiritual birth, regeneration. One, from the divine viewpoint, and that's the only viewpoint that counts, is what God thinks, not what you think, not what man thinks, it's what God thinks. From the divine viewpoint, the human race is divided into two categories, believer and unbeliever. From the divine viewpoint, the human race is divided into two categories, believer and unbeliever. That takes care of every member of the human race. Two, attitude toward Jesus Christ and the cross, the grace gospel. The fragrance of the grace gospel of Jesus Christ results in one, those who believe in Christ, and two, those who reject Christ. Attitude toward Jesus Christ and the cross, the grace gospel, the fragrance of the grace gospel results in those who believe in Jesus Christ and those who reject Jesus Christ. The whole human race divided into those unbelievers who reject the grace gospel and believers, those who place their faith alone in Christ alone, apart from any and all works. Three, both believer and unbeliever smell the fragrance of the grace gospel of Jesus Christ. Both believer and unbeliever smell the fragrance of the grace gospel of Jesus Christ. Four, for the one who goes negative at God consciousness or negative at gospel hearing and lives his life in rejection of Christ, rejection of the grace gospel, is the grace gospel becomes an unpleasant odor of death. The grace gospel becomes an unpleasant odor of death. So for the one who goes negative at God consciousness or negative at gospel hearing and lives his life in rejection of the grace gospel in Jesus Christ, the gospel is an unpleasant odor of death. An unpleasant odor of death. Five, when he dies physically as an unbeliever in spiritual death, he will face the second death, the lake of fire. When he dies physically as an unbeliever in spiritual death, he will face the second death. And that is described in the Great White Throne Judgment, Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 to 15. Turn over to Revelation 20. Revelation 20, 11 to 15. And you're an enlightened congregation. We've gone over this and over this, and you should have this nailed down. Revelation 20, verse 11, "And I saw a great white throne, and him," him is the Lord Jesus Christ, "who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne. And books, plural, were opened. And another book, singular, was opened, which is the book of life." Now, the book of life has a registry of all believers. Every member of the human race starts out in the book of life. If that member of the human race dies without believing in Jesus Christ as the Savior, his name is blotted out of the book of life when he dies. But it starts out, God has all the names of everyone in the book of life. But when you die, he's still in spiritual death, having not believed in Christ, your name is blotted out of the book of life. So here, this is the all unbelievers standing before the Lord Jesus Christ. They died, and when they died, their name was blotted out of the book of life. So books, plural, were opened, and then another book, singular, was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead, all the unbelievers brought before Jesus Christ at the great white throne, they were judged from the things that were written in the books, plural. Why? Because their name was blotted out of the book of life the very second they died physically. And they were judged from the things that were written in the books, plural, according to their deeds. Kata ta erga. All of their good. They're so impressed. Unbelievers are so impressed with being good and nice and doing as many good things as possible. And if there is a God, well, I don't really believe there is a God, but if there is a God, I'm going to be in heaven because I have been a nice, good person. I've done a lot of great things and good things. No, you're not. You'll spend eternity in the lake of fire. Because you rejected the grace of God. God is not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. God holds out the gift for the whole world, the gift of eternal life. But when you slap Jesus Christ in the face and say no, that's what you're doing. You'll stand before Jesus Christ. And you'll be judged according to all of those good deeds you're so impressed with. You did this and you did that and you did the other and you were a very nice person. Verse 13. "And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every one of them, kata ta erga, according to all their good deeds, works. And the death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire." This is the second death, the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. And that's what we had in our verse. They go from death, spiritual death, to death, the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. 6. The result will be eternal condemnation and judgment in the lake of fire. The result will be eternal condemnation and judgment in the lake of fire. Seven, the lake of fire is the second death. Revelation 20, verse 14. The lake of fire is the second death. Eight, for the unbeliever, the gospel is the unpleasant odor of death. For the unbeliever, the gospel is the unpleasant odor of death. However, on the other hand, nine, for the one who goes positive at gospel hearing and believes in Jesus Christ, he receives the gift of eternal life. However, on the other hand, for the one who goes positive at gospel hearing and believes in Jesus Christ, he receives the gift of eternal life. 10. He goes from human life at physical birth to eternal life at spiritual birth, regeneration. He goes from human life at physical birth to eternal life at spiritual birth, regeneration. 11. For the one who believes in Jesus Christ, the gospel is the pleasant fragrance of eternal life. 16, but so far it sounds like this, from verse 14 through 16. But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, in union with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and who makes known the fragrance of the knowledge of Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, by the agency of us in every place, because we keep on being a wonderful fragrance of Christ for God among the ones who are being saved and among the ones who are perishing. On the one hand, to the ones who are perishing, we are an unpleasant odor from death, spiritual death, to death, the second death, the lake of fire. But on the other hand, to the ones who are being saved, we are a pleasant fragrance from life, human life at physical birth, to life, eternal life at spiritual birth, regeneration. All right, this is a great passage, and really it all centers in what was going on in Rome and the triumphal procession, and then God the Holy Spirit brought that to communicate absolute truth to the whole world. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.